Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hood Talk Radio with Cleveland's own Emax the Image, where we unravel the facts and bring the truth out of the lies. Wake up, everybody. It's Hood Talk Radio. You talk about it. We talking about it. They talking about it. Hood Talk Radio. You talking about it. We talking about it. They talking about it. Hood Talk Radio. We talking about it. They talking about it. We talking about it. Hood Talk Radio. We talking about it. They talking about it. We talking about it. Hood Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? This is boy Emax the Image, man. You tuned in to Hood Mix Thursday. That's right. That's right. We Thursday night. You know what I'm saying? Because our show is on Wednesday now. So just to set some shit out, we gonna go on and do this Thursday nights. An hour.
Wow, I didn't even turn my microphone on, did I? See, we all from the hood. We all know what it is, man. It's your boy, Emax the Image, and we are on live with Hood Mix Thursday. You know what I'm saying? Usually, I put it on Wednesday nights. I'm on Wednesday nights, but, you know, everybody like Empire. See, it used to be, you know, if you can't beat them, you join them. But I always say, if you can't beat them, just go around them. You know what I mean? That's a different mindset. You know what I mean? You can't beat the government, so you're going to join them? Can you beat the Illuminati? You're going to join them because you can't beat them, or you're going to try to work your way around some obstacles, all right? Just a little bit of motivation for you. Don't give up. But once again, I'm Emax the Image. Cleveland, Ohio's in the house. And we want to talk about some of the issues going on in our city. Now, if you watch the news, they got, you know, Cleveland in the crosshairs and all this and all of that, which I watch the news, but I really trip on them. You know what I'm saying? Because they tell us a lot of stuff that's going on in our neighborhood on some bad shit. But then when they bring out the other neighborhoods, oh, it's flower gardens and group dancing and belly dancing and, you know, and all that stuff that people do to get on the news. You know what I'm saying? But when it comes to us, it's about killing and shooting and what's going on in our neighborhoods. Well, the first thing that's going on in our neighborhoods is oppression and suppression. All right? It's a lot of political issues that's been going on for years and years and years and years. They try to keep us, you know what I'm saying, squashed down. But if you know, like I know, there's always a way around an obstacle. Now, it's all good in the hood. That's what we used to say. Nowadays, a ninja got to walk around with a Jimmy. What's up with that? You know what I'm saying? You might be faced with a situation, and it's a point where you ask yourself, do I shoot back? Now, if you're asking me, I'm going to say, of course. But you ain't trying to get killed, and you ain't trying to kill nobody. You know what I'm saying? We so paranoid in the hood right now. We want to know, is it a plot? We still got to watch out for the police, but now we got to watch out for ignorant individuals on the pill with a fist. You know what I'm saying? And it don't make no sense. You can't talk to these motherfuckers. All right, now, we had this our chief of police, you know what I'm saying, who he done lost his son, you know what I'm saying, but I think that was just a sacrifice. I guess a lot of these kids, and it's a lot of people randomly being shot, and I don't say that it's random. It's a lot of shit going on that we don't know about. You know what I'm saying? But on another point, another issue, we got the Republican National Convention coming here to Cleveland, Ohio, and you know a lot of people are up in arms about it, namely the powers that be. So it's a lot of stuff that's going on that they ain't gonna be able to control. You know, and all of a sudden, you know, the black people is going nuts. Well, what about these white folks? They going nuts too. You know, they don't show them. They only show them when they got to shoot at them or kill them. You know what I'm saying? Just like this this ignorant brother they got all over the news. What's his name? Keenan Ivory? Wayne Ivory? Whatever his name is. Ivory Wayne, Ivory Keenan, whatever. This dude walked into an all-white bar. And because they want his black ass in there, he goes back out to get a pistol and end up shooting an off-duty cop down in Akron, Ohio. Now, I didn't really hear the verdict, but for the past week or so, they've been teeter-tottering on, you know, if they're going to give this motherfucker the death penalty or not. But he black. You know, it's something about, you know, our people, man, it just... We don't give a fuck. And you know, you try to live that we don't give a fuck shit, and then when you sitting in motherfucking court giving a fuck, you know what I'm saying, your ass act like, hey man, like it ain't shit that you finna go to jail for the rest of your life. That's if they gonna let your ass live. Now my condolences go out to his family, you know what I mean, but it's just like when I was watching a documentary on Hitler. And they talk to his family. You can watch the same documentary, Hitler's family. And they'll tell you, you know, yeah, some fucked up shit my people did, but he's still my brother. His sister say that shit all the fucking time. He's still my brother. I love him. I know he's doing some fucked up shit, but he's still my brother. Now, that man is somebody's brother. That man is somebody's father. You know what I'm saying? And he did some ignorant shit. You know, me and my brother walked into an all-white bar once, and when we realized that the motherfucking hunkies didn't want us in there, what did we do? Oh, shit. These motherfuckers picking up bottles and pool sticks. Look like we're going to have to fight our way out of here. That's what we had to do. We fought our fucking way out of that Irish pub or whatever you want to call it. Because I didn't realize that there wasn't no black people in that motherfucker till I got to the back where the pool table is. And we got surrounded. But we fought our way out of there. Men and women was trying to get at us. But we fought our way around it. You know what I'm saying? So you got to ask yourself, if I stumble into an all-white bar, do I really want to be in there? Do I want to go in there and buy a drink? Yeah, the law says that I'm legally allowed to go anywhere I want to go, but why the fuck would I be stupid? All y'all Bible thumpers don't do dumb shit like that, do you? Yes, you do. Because you will read that motherfucking Bible, and it'll tell you. Now, I ain't no preacher, but the Bible will say, the foolish man will see trouble ahead and keep walking. But the smart motherfucker will cross the street. You can take that like you want to, all right? 646-478-0944. That's the number to call in. You know what I'm saying? I get a lot of feedback after the show, and I appreciate that. Thanks to everybody that listened online. I know we knew on Thursday nights, but I kind of dig Thursday nights, man. It's kind of laid back, so I can be laid back if I want to. In case y'all don't know, I'm usually on Wednesday night, 9 to 10:30, but tonight is Thursday. I think I go to work tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't going to, you know, really rant in your ear for no more than an hour tonight. But it's an hour of power, man, because there's some things that we have to deal with as people, man. I am not afraid to say, hey, you fucking up. You know, sometimes on my Facebook page, I say shit like, now I understand how we got sold into slavery. Could we be, you know, the remnants of the slave trade? All of the motherfucking slaves wasn't good people. The motherfuckers was hood over in Africa. Wherever they was from. And the people in the community rounded them motherfuckers up and kicked them out. Hey, man, we got a whole bunch of motherfuckers. But then you got those people that are saying, let's send them over to Afghanistan and all of that shit. And I agree. You want to be a thug, nigga? You want to fight for some territory and shoot over the right to run a hood, nigga? Take your ass overseas. Our police chief say it's time, and our councilmen say that it's time for the community to start taking action. So in my opinion, that translates into, instead of being scared, if you see some niggas standing out selling dope and all of this shit, and you say something to them, and they want to get buck with you, then shoot first and ask questions later. All I seen was a group of motherfucking thugs laying down on them, standing out here selling dope all motherfucking day. So, they want you basically to turn into vigilantes. All right? This is what they saying. So, man, it's time for the community to take action. What does that mean? Are you saying to me that, you know, call the police every time a group of motherfuckers is standing outside? We don't know what the fuck they're standing out for, but you got these ignorant motherfuckers that want to be up and be out all day and night, hanging out, being all motherfucking disrespectful and everything. You know what I'm saying? Get away from my house with that crap. Who you talking to on the street? Pop, pop. You own that ground you land on now. Is this what they asking us to do? You know, it was a movie back in the day called Original Gangsters, and that's what they did. And that's what they did. Mm-hmm. You know, the niggas that used to run the street, that ain't got too old to run the street, and realize that they ain't doing nothing but tearing up their neighborhood and killing their people, decided it's time to fight back. Because, you know, back in the day, it was honor amongst thieves, man. There were certain lines you didn't cross. You know what I mean? But, of course, for us, we got to deal with these fools. This ain't California. Now, I've never been to California, and I can't say that every street in California is a death wish. Every hood, Compton and all that. That's just, you know, if that's what you believe, then that's what you're going to see when you get wherever you're going. If you go to California, you're going to expect that. But do they tell you that if you go to Las Vegas? Yeah, you can go to Las Vegas and gamble and all of that. But do they tell you the minute you get off the plane or the bus, somebody will probably try to rob you right there or swindle you? Or get some kind of money out of you somehow, or some personal property or something with a gambling trick or something. It's all good in the hood. That's what we used to say. Nowadays, a ninja got to walk around with a Jimmy. What's up with that? That's a hook for all y'all rapping ass niggas. It's all good in the hood. That's what we used to say. Nowadays, a nigga gotta walk with a Jimmy. You know what I mean? We paranoid in the hood, man. Old people scared to walk outside. Young people used to see the old lady bent over in the front yard showing the old man across the street all that ass he ain't ever get. All them years they lived across the street from each other and she married to love her husband. And your ass just kept talking shit to her. So she out in her flower garden just bending over all in your face. You can't hit that motherfucker you want to. Not even with Viagra. She ain't giving it up, nigga. But you're still out there on the porch with your buddies drinking your yak while you're looking at her playing around in the garden. She don't even be outside no more. got a question for you. When it get cold outside, where the motherfuckers gonna be at? I mean, what they gonna do? Cause I bet you we gonna have a rough motherfucking winter this year. But where y'all niggas gonna be at then? Y'all gonna be standing out on the corner still? White snow on the ground. Your black hoodie gonna stand out and all of that motherfucking white snow, and y'all still gonna bang up. You know, it's gonna be fucked up, man. It's gonna be a lot of innocent people taking bullets because of the shit that these motherfuckers is doing. But yet our power structure is basically telling us they can't do shit. Now, they even had a thing on the news today talking about how motherfuckers ain't cooperating. Okay, East Cleveland got no damn police. It's going murder crazy. It started the shit out in East Cleveland. You know what I mean? The projects ain't even as bad as the hood no more. They just as bad. People used to move out of projects and come to the hood and be like, oh, shit, we should have stayed in the project. That's because all you motherfuckers from the project got Section 8 moved out of the neighborhood with that bullshit. You can't.
You can take them out
the ghetto. The ghetto out the motherfucking nigga. And yeah, I'm talking about all y'all black motherfuckers. I'm black too. So if you got something to say, down that number, 646-478-0944. I ain't that type of host that's going to say, hey, man. You know, I done got in arguments with racist white folks. You know, the boys that used to say the KKK lived next door to them or whatever used to call the station, I shut them down too. They don't call no more because I'm not ignorant. I can be ignorant, but I ain't ignorant, dude. I've been doing this show for 6 years now, y'all. And I'm still saying the same things to y'all in a better and a different way. I'm still bringing y'all information that you probably didn't know about. I watch the news. I do a lot of reading, and I'm hated for it, but it's good because I ain't no dumbass nigga, but I'm from the hood. Grew up in the hood, always been in the hood. I'm a hood for real, but it's a lot of motherfucking shit that don't make no sense, man, and I got to say something about it. You might have thought that, you know, oh, Hood Makes Thursday with E-Max and Images is a nice little show. Yes, it is a nice little show, and in a minute, I'm going to play some music for you. You know what I mean? It ain't for the kids. But it's for y'all young teens, y'all young adults, and y'all people out there, my age and older, if it need be, that need a little motivation sometimes. Need to hear what you may not hear. See, I'll be a motherfucking pops, if that's what you need, somebody to tell you who I am. Boy, if I could reach through this phone and whack you upside your head, that's me. So y'all check E-Max and Image out. I'm on Facebook and all of that shit, YouTube. But right now we on the air with Hood Mix Thursday. And we're going to play a little bit of music. Right now we're going to play Against the Grain by Al Porter Jr., better known as Sheriff Kilroy. You check him out too, Cleveland Zone. Hood Mix Thursday. It's your boy E-Max. Be right back.
Yeah, see they ain't ready for us. In the block of getting knocked. The only thing I knew was the block. And everybody else being castrated. He couldn't reach. And now she feel the bug. She sell her soul in the street. She feel the thug. He feel the drug. Of that lie, of that loud pack. Of the mirror, of that Keisha. And everybody file back. Tell me what you know about that loud pack. I tell you what that loud at. And I tell you what that sound at. Yeah, I be instrumented coming down in Grandy. Say Mr. Miley, blackout sounds, you know it can. Yeah, I keep on making beats, really off the stand quick. Every time I come, it's critical, I'm off the stand, yeah. But I feel MJ to the day
I feel for fraction. Took back to Martin Luther King, what that happened. My people went to dope, to an all high, and to sexism, to they feel, to they drive, to the Illuminati. And they play with their body to any rules, and everybody acting naughty. I done told you from the loose, I told you about the Great Goose. Nothing in the booth, locker room, I done speak the truth.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change.
Started days of old, drop top 9-8. Before the Gucci lanes, the Waka Flocka flambés. Out the gate, I spoke real to adults and youth. The critics told me they can't handle the truth. Knowledge of self, my ancestors, they wore crowns. This mental monarch couldn't dumb his words down. If the lie's on the left, I'ma turn right. My neighborhood needs a light just to shine bright. Now when I started, Mayor White was acting white, huh? And the cops would shoot us down on sight. New mayor, but now we taking our own lives. Police now shoot us 137 times. It's real life, and all my people are feeling pain. Refuse to rap the same like Trinidad James. Like Django Unchained, you can bring whips to cause pain. With me till I bleed, I'm going against the grain.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
Every morning when I wake up, I'm thinking about a mix-up that's gonna get me messed up. Sometimes I'm thinking about trying to slow up, and I gotta do that or stay strapped. Cause when it comes to this rap, it becomes just another day in the life. But endo dub set, cause I ain't gotta perpetrate my life in the trap. If I say I did it, I lived it, and it's a straight known fact. Cause when these rappers going loud on they song saying that they did that, that's when they play with their demons in the closet doing that real nasty crap. How many times have I told you my career don't involve around that? That'll get you caught in a delicate situation called the dirt nap. In my city, we don't mislead it, coming down trying to cap. We stay away from wannabe gangsters and disrespectful hood rats. So while you sleeping on the house like you gone off that crack, BHS gon' have an alliance bigger than a college frat. And if you don't want to be looked at as the world's biggest sap, then get your head in the right direction and off the next man's lap. Yeah.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
Yes, 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 yes. That was my dude, Al Porter Jr. with Black House Sounds, you know what I'm saying? Cleveland's own artist, you know what I'm saying? Got a lot of musical talent in the city. I myself am affiliated with Oppressed People's Nation out here. And they do a lot of different things in their club. We do rap battles, MC battle showcases, cabarets, you know, whatever, man. They had comedy shows and everything. So it's a lot of things that's going on in the hood that a lot of people know about, but, you know what I'm saying, all neighborhoods is bad now, so it's really hard to find you somewhere you can go and, you know, have a good time. You know what I mean? It seems like the old people go places and they have good times and shit. You don't ever hear nobody shooting and fighting them, you know what I'm saying? There's always these dumbass young motherfuckers that want to get into stupid shit, which I really don't understand. You know what I mean? Here you go. First thing I want to say is this here. This show is not for the children. I made it public on purpose so you can find it easily online. But at the same time, the content, it is for anybody that's 16 and up nowadays, really, because y'all teaching y'all daughters how to twerk at 2. You know what I'm saying? Oh, that's so cute. No, that's not. You know what I mean? Grandma and great-grandma didn't do that shit. You know, their grandma didn't do that shit. You know, I know it's the time and it's the new and it's the young, but at this point, y'all got too many grown-ass men out here looking at these baby girls and shit. You know what I'm saying? So, no, you don't need to teach your little girl how to twerk at 2 years old, because while you thinking this shit is cute, somebody else is plotting. You know, you wouldn't believe that. I'm gonna put it to you like this. I watched the movie, and they put that shit out there because the shit happened. You know what I mean? You got a motherfucker that, let's say Uncle Sam. We just gonna say Uncle Sam been around the family forever, and he watched little Jenny grow up. And then little Jenny grew up and shit, and then now he trying to holler at her. You know what I mean? It was a reason why he decided to be Uncle Jenny, you know, baby Jenny's godfather, or become Uncle Jenny. You know, Uncle Sam. Uncle Sam would take care of it. As soon as Jenny turned 18, Uncle Sam, come on, let's go out there and get something to eat. Fucking predator. Some of these motherfuckers don't wait that long. You gotta watch your motherfucking kids, man. These streets is fucked up out here. Ain't nobody thinking. 10 years ago, that motherfucker who got caught trying to kidnap all them little young girls around the city, he only got 10 years because they could only put 10 years worth of shit on him. Yeah. You know what I mean? He only got 10 years. That was 10 years ago. Where he at now? Walking around. And what's going on now? All these little fucking 10, 11, 12, 13-year-old girls walking around with pants so motherfucking tight. They shape ain't even started yet. But they fucking. And you got these motherfucking 25 and 35-year-old niggas fucking these little hot-ass girls like it ain't shit. Bitch, you out here. That's how they think. And where that shit come from? See, my buddy would say, man, you know what I'm saying? These is the crack baby babies. You know what I mean? So you got to remember, we went through a whole fucking 15, 20 years out in mainstream. Mainstream. Because, shit, I was a late bloomer in the game. I ain't come around to the late 80s. But by 86, everybody was so fucked up. You was balling or you was falling. That's the only way it was. So, but now we got that bullshit. Right?
Oh my God.
Oh, we watch ridiculousness around here too, for y'all that don't know. They ain't paying me to say that, but that's just one of them shows that I like. You know what I'm saying? So, y'all gotta understand. That's fucked up. But the number to join is 646-478-0944. You know what I'm saying? I really just like to, you know, bring certain topics to the point. Soon we'll be on video, live stream, and everything, so you'll be able to see my fat ass. And, you know, chop it up live, chat live. I can do the chat now, but I really don't. You know, I don't want to get into all that crazy shit. So we just stick to, you can either go to blogtalkradio.com, log in, and once the page comes up, click live music. And 9 times out of 10, I'm somewhere on the first page. You know what I'm saying? Once the little episode of the little season is up for Empire, I'll be back on Wednesday night. I just may keep my Thursday. I don't know yet. I'm liking the privacy, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? It's not so crowded. And then tomorrow night we'll be doing, you know, Hood Tunes Radio, which is also on my network. And we'll be broadcasting live from the specific spot I was talking about a little earlier. Press People's Nation Entertainment Complex, 15453 Euclid Avenue in East Cleveland, Ohio. If you want to join us, all you got to do is pop in. You know what I'm saying? We'll be doing the show live from out there. So that's what's happening. All right? We try not to be out too late, man, because motherfucking the hood is crazy. You know what I'm saying? The hood is crazy. But we like to showcase a lot of artists on our show, and we do that. You know what I'm saying? We have fun with it. And so we start to show off with myself. And now y'all need to get to hear, well, we're going to just play some music for you, man. I hope you like that shit. This your boy, E-Max, the Image Man. And we also, basically, if you like what you're hearing, just, you know, hit us up. If you don't like what you're hearing, hit us up. I don't even buy the Blog Talk Radio Conventions. Direct you right back to me. All right? You got Al Porter Jr.'s Man in the Street on Monday nights from 9 to 10. And here we are on Thursday nights from 9 to 10 also. But on Friday and Saturdays, we have, you know what I'm saying, local music, straight up turn up sessions, 2 hours, 8 to 10 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. And anybody can log in. It's not a long distance phone call if you're afraid. So if you don't have a cell phone, then sorry, it is. But anyway, you can still log on, you know what I'm saying, check the show out live. We're here every week. Don't even worry about it. Got your week on lock. So that's what's up. So you gonna play this song, man. I'm gonna hit my mouth, and we will be back.
Oh, man. Oh.
Lady just turned 102 years old, and they told her to blow out her candles, and she blew out her fake-ass teeth. Okay. That's some crazy shit. But on a serious note, our mayor out here in Cleveland, Ohio, and our, well, the mayor really ain't saying shit. It's the chief of police and Councilman Zach Reed. They doing a lot of talking, and they calling for a lot of police and whatever from in the neighborhood. That ain't, you know, really going to do shit. You know what I'm saying? The thing is they want all the community and the people in the community to get together and do something. But the whole thing is y'all ain't helping no motherfucking body, man. How many people in our community work in our community? You know the jobs that we got in our community? And one of the reasons why we only have these kind of businesses in our community, one is by design, but two is from the effects of the economy and the effects that it has on the people in the community. Now, if you got 1,000 motherfucking stores, 1,000 shopping, you got all of the big names, all of the little names and little clusters and this and that and the other, then, of course, the community surrounding it is going to benefit. But when you got a fast food joint here and a 5 hair and nail joints there owned by foreigners, and, you know, when you got a whole block owned by foreigners, when you got a whole block owned by a conglomerate, then, you know, if all you got is a couple of grocery stores and a couple of wig stores and a whole lot of gas stations and beer and wine places that really ain't hiring nobody, what is it doing for the community outside of regulating the gas prices and the beer prices and the wine prices and the liquor prices and the food prices? Now, if you got a corner, you got a Popeyes on the corner up there on Tuesday nights, you can get you a 169 two-piece, which when it started out last year, it was 99 cents. 2 years ago, you can get it for 99. Then it went to 129. Then because everybody started buying it and it's good, it went to 139. Now it's 169. What's it going to be, $2? A 2-piece of chicken, you might as well make fast. You know what? Go back to going to the fish boat and get your 20 wings for $15 with sauce if you want. Or get your 10 and order fries with sauce. You still get full. You know what I'm saying? We got to start, you know, getting back into where we were. I don't know when motherfuckers decided that they was going to start robbing everybody in their own neighborhoods and shit, but it's almost like, you know, I don't know the man, but he brought up some good points. We ain't going to get into no scandals about, you know, Omar Johnson, none of that shit. I'm just saying that some of the shit makes sense. Why the fuck, if you know your brother, man, is hungry just like you, but he had enough motherfucking sense and ambition to try to set up a little T-shirt shop in the neighborhood, and you motherfuckers come in there and rob the nigga. What is that? You see? That's the type of shit that, you know, motherfuckers need to really, really shut down. Where's all the OGs at, nigga? You know what I'm saying? We ain't have to, you know what I'm saying? That's the shit that's going on right now, man. I don't understand the way it's going down, especially with all these OGs walking around here still, you know, walking around with their hands on their nuts. Now, niggas don't even walk like that no more. But motherfuckers still walking around with their hands on their nuts and shit, talking about how raw they is. Well, you know, but they in the house right now. Because these little young niggas out here shooting up shit for nothing. Well, I guess the motherfucking police calling us out. So, you're going to see a whole bunch of mamas crying. That's all they're saying. You know what I mean? Is it going to be you? Is you going to let one of these little young niggas just run up on you and shit? No. They don't even fight no more. They just shoot. So what the fuck you supposed to do? You know what I mean? When people be disrespectful, what the fuck you think it's for? Even these bras out here acting stupid. And then they get their ass whooped and be on the news talking about he beat me up. But you know, those days is over now. Because everybody can get a gun. And that's all it is. A motherfucker get a gun and sell it to a motherfucker who don't need it. But y'all ain't doing nothing but making it easier for these folks to enact their little gun laws and want to go kick everybody's doors in. They already doing it in certain places out west. You ain't got to believe what I'm saying. Just look the shit up for yourself. You know what I mean? We talk about more than just hood shit on this show. But for real, you know, at this time of day, man, it's all about, you know, taking care of your own and basically trying to, you know what I'm saying, secure your shit and make sure your shit is secure. Because the way these motherfuckers is nowadays, man, you would go to prison for killing some motherfucking body. They ain't telling you that. If you motherfuckers want to act stupid outside your door, shoot them, shoot them. And then call the motherfucking police and say, hey, these motherfuckers was acting stupid outside my door. I asked them to move and they want to start pulling on me, so I shot. And one of the motherfuckers got hit. Now, I'm going to jail, too. I'm doing what y'all asked me to do, but I'm going to jail? Oh, man, what kind of shit is that? It's double jeopardy in the hood. Double jeopardy like a motherfucker. Y'all ain't got no jobs for us. Y'all making it hard for a motherfucker to live anyway. All of this shit is by design. If you don't believe that shit, man, if you think it's just motherfuckers not trying to take care of their business, man, it's not always about that. You know what I'm saying? Most motherfuckers really is out here struggling hard trying to do something, trying to make it some kind of motherfucking way. And guess what? We gonna make it. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna play another song before we get out of here. Maybe two. You never know. But just so y'all know, this is a song that I call Games. It's by your boy E-Max, man. It's on the little EP we're putting out this year. Mix Talk Thursday, Hood Mix. Well, yeah, E-Max Image. Be right back. Thank you. away. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's your boy, Max the Image Man, right here. You know what I'm saying? Hood Mix Thursday. I'm doing this shit because, you know, the Empire Show is on Wednesday night, because I'm usually on Wednesday, but I still got to watch out. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing my job and everything. Consider myself a watchman. You know what I'm saying? I watch a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I'm still watching the 9/11 videos and stuff like that. You know, I follow along with the little conspiracy theory stuff, man. I just listen to it. I watch it. I don't really have an opinion on it. I just pay attention to the stuff because it's interesting. You know what I mean? You're just not your average Joe. You know what I'm saying? I like to know a little bit. I was watching a documentary on Hitler this morning at my JOB, and the little lady said, oh, what is that you watching? And I was like, oh, it's a documentary on Hitler. She was like, oh, I thought you was watching a soap opera or something. I was like, no. No soap operas. You know? Now, I do watch Sanford and Son, but for the most part, I watch a lot of documentaries. You know what I mean? Historical things, Marian shit. And we talk about that stuff sometimes. But, hey, it's a whole lot of stuff that we can talk about, and we talk about on this show. You know what I'm saying? You can't be afraid to express yourself. You know what I'm saying? If you feel like you believe in, you know, in the aliens, what they call them, or out-of-towners, or otherworldly people, you know, if you still believe in that, you know, we talk about that shit. We talk about CERN. A lot of people don't know what CERN is. We don't really know what CERN is, but we, you know, reading up on it, we know what it is, what they say it is, and what they say it does. But, you know, we can't go there. So we have to depend on the information that's out there. So we piece together shit, what feels real, you know what I'm saying? We led by the spirit. So it's just like, you know, you get your messages, you have your intuition, you have your theories, your you know, your methods, and we have them too. So everybody is cool, man. We just got to band together. There's good people out here, there's bad people out here. Bad people ain't going away. So you can forget it. And 9 times out of 10, the people that you think is good is the ones you got to watch more than the motherfuckers that's out here. So, you know, just a little motivation on something for your head. I used to listen to Les Brown. I used to listen to Napoleon Hill. You know what I'm saying? I still listen to John Henry Clark. And what's my man? Dr. Claude Anderson. I still listen to him. I haven't heard much from him. I used to listen to Ray Hagen. I listen to everybody. I even listen to some of the shit Farrakhan got to say, but I listen closely. Because there's a lot of things I don't understand about Farrakhan right now. Like, I thought he was a Muslim. But anyway, that's another show. It's another topic. You know what I'm saying? What we want to do is bring a little bit of awareness to the fact that there's too much violence going on in our neighborhood. Niggas ain't trying to hustle no more. They just killing people. And I don't know if it's a gang thing. I ain't never been affiliated with that shit. I know people who have. I don't recall, you know what I'm saying, in my 50 years of being around here, has it ever been like it is now? You know what I'm saying? They got rumors that there's people out here from California start shit, sparking up shit and this and that and the other, but who? Oh, man, I hope that little boy don't get no way to contract with that voice. I ain't trying to hate on him, but he cannot sing. Open your motherfucking mouth. You know what I'm saying? My mama can't sing a lick. She say, why are you singing through your teeth? But he on TV, so he might have a shot. But anyway, y'all, we gotta choose to live in better conditions, man. This shit ain't gonna change. You can live in the neighborhood if you want to, but You know, everybody like, don't give up. Don't give up on the community. It ain't shit over here to fight for. Y'all got all these brand new schools. Ain't nobody bringing no businesses. Ain't attracting nothing but community services and shit like that to the neighborhood. And that ain't what the fuck motherfuckers need. It costs money to get to a community service center for a lot of people. They can't afford to, and it's getting cold out here, man. Y'all ain't offering no shuttle bus service. Pick niggas up for school or go to orientation and none of that shit, none of these programs that y'all got set up that ain't doing shit but keeping a motherfucker from looking for a job, teaching them how to look for a job, doing resumes for them and all of this, and showing them all of this for fucking 6 weeks. And 6 weeks, everybody's still motherfucking hungry. Your landlord like, I don't give a fuck. You in class now. Class ain't giving you no money. So be a little bit smarter, man. Try to find your little job, work around some things, take your little class, improve your own self. You know, since they want everybody to be individual, and you have to be an individual also, and look at yourself in the mirror sometime and say, I got to do better than I'm doing. Don't say we, because it ain't we who doing it, it's me. And you looking at yourself in the mirror, you tell yourself, I got to do better for myself. And 9 times out of 10, you got kids, so you tell yourself that too. All right, this your boy Max, man. I'm going to play this last little track, and we going to get on, because, look, we love y'all around here, you know what I'm saying? And that's why we do what we do, man. We talk, we had guests, and tonight is a cool, easy night. You know what I'm saying? I can get off my chest what I want to get off my chest, and everything is good. So if y'all understand where I'm coming from, then you know what's happening, all right? Now what you got to do is just get yourself together and try not to kill each other, man. We try to live out here now. All this killing and shit got to cease. You know what I mean? Whatever beef you got with whoever, man, y'all motherfuckers can't fight. You know, knuckle up. Y'all motherfuckers got to knuckle up. Knuckle up. Again, motherfuckers, OK Corral. These are neighborhoods. You don't own shit. You know what I mean? You doing really what they want you to do anyway, because they're going to keep closing all these motherfucking houses up. They're going to keep knocking these buildings down in our neighborhood. And guess what? These motherfuckers are going to keep on telling us, if you want to go, get your ass out of here then. It's your boy E-Max, man. We're going to take y'all out of here. Let's go. Hood next Thursday. See y'all tomorrow night.
Night, everybody from Hood Talk Radio.